This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, we're going to make a little bit of a turn now to a related but slightly different topic, the Federal Reserve and how it does its job, or jobs, actually. The Fed's got, as I think we've said like a zillion times on this program, what is known as a dual mandate, maximum employment and stable prices. That second bit there, stable prices, has, since the days of Ben Bernanke, officially meant inflation at 2%. Unofficially, 2% has been the inflation target for a good while longer in this economy. And there is some talk now, though, about how the Fed might be changing its approach to the prices that we all eventually pay. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here to explain. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so hook me up and help me understand, first of all, as we get going, why, how, where we got this 2% goal in the first place.
Yeah. So inflation, you can think about it as a little bit of a Goldilocks thing. Like, you don't want too much of it, but you also don't want too little. So too much inflation, especially without wage growth, means your money's just worth less. It can't buy as much as it used to. But you want some low level of inflation. That's kind of considered healthy for the economy. It's associated with economic growth and wage increases. But why 2% specifically? Yeah. It's admittedly like a bit of an arbitrary number. It does
Oh good. That's much better. That's great.
Yeah, arbitrary. It's some low level of inflation. It gives the Fed a goal to shoot for, a target to think about when they're setting interest rates, which of course affects all of us.
Right. Right. And the catch now, of course, is that there has not been any real inflation in this economy for a good number of years. So where is all the talk of change coming from?
Yeah, just yesterday, in fact, the Boston and San Francisco Fed presidents both argued that this target should be changed. Even in the past chair, Ben Bernanke has suggested revisiting this policy. The idea here, it's basically to give the Fed a little bit more flexibility in how it manages the economy and also how it is able to stimulate the economy in the case of a future recession. So the how of this part, it gets really technical really fast. We're going to kind of stay away from that. But if you think back to that dual mandate that you mentioned, the Fed wants the economy to grow. It wants companies to create jobs, to hire people. It also worries about inflation. The problem is growth and inflation, they can go hand in hand. And so the two goals of the Fed can sort of be in tension with each other. The idea here is that maybe if the Fed has more flexibility on this inflation piece, maybe it can do better at the second piece at managing the economy.
Right. So are they just going to go in a meeting and say, all right, what about this? I mean, how are they going to figure out what they want the inflation target or range, I suppose, to be?
Yeah, I think we're going to be hearing a lot about this for a while. This is the start of a discussion. There's, broadly speaking, about three different options on the table. So the Fed could just simply increase the target from 2% to something like 3 or 4%.
Yeah.
The thing is, as you mentioned, we haven't been hitting that target
right.
for a while. So the idea of raising it is kind of interesting. The Fed could create a range instead of a target to, again, give itself more flexibility. So maybe like 1.5% to 2% or 3%. And there's a third idea, which is a little bit trickier. And that's that we switch from something called inflation to basically to something called price level targeting. And the big difference here, it's pretty. It sounds similar to inflation targeting, but instead of having an inflation target of 2% every year, and you know, if we miss that target next year, the target's still 2%. This would mean we'd shoot for price increases of 2% each year, and if we miss it, the next year we try and make up the difference.
Wow, it's like an accounting game, right? If you think about what the Fed's trying to do here.
Yeah, they're trying to, you know, of course they want to communicate.
Right.
With investors
right.
and the public about what they're doing. They also need to get us to understand what they're doing. And that right. piece, is it's right. going to be a challenge for them.
Jay Powell, by the way, as long as we're talking about the Fed, Jay Powell takes over, what, in like 3 weeks, yeah?
Yeah, early next month.
All right. Tracy Samuelson in New York talking about the Fed. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, Kai.